Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 7th edition. Hope you all had a great weekend. Sorry, no Friday show. Had internet out for over 24 hours. It was absolutely awesome. So, yeah, I wish I could have done it. Trust me. So, sorry about that. We're back with you guys, internet permitting, for now until the end of the season. So, we got 8 games for you on Monday, starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. If you have questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric, or I'll be in the Gain of the Edge Discord as usual, so come check all that good stuff out as well. But the totals on your 8-game slate: Braves Pirates 8.5, Royals Red Sox 10, Cubs Mets 8.5, Jays Guardians 9, Yankees White Sox 8, Rockies Brewers 8.5, Giants Angels 8, Rangers A's 8.5. Some decent totals, and I'm kind of surprised, honestly, because there's some good pitching, but there's a lot to attack on this slate, so let's get right at it. Top price pitcher, as usual, Spencer Strider, 12-8 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Same spiel as always. He's super expensive. If he gets you near 30 or 30 plus points, he's worth it. He got 30 last time. The dude's got 9 or more Ks in like 8 straight starts, double digits in 6 of those 8. Dude's been outstanding. Goes up against the Pittsburgh Pirates team that over the last month of baseball, 26.5% K rate versus righties, 220 average, 176 ISO. If you can afford Spencer Strider, totally worth it. If you want to save $1,500, Garrett Cole is outstanding at the Chicago White Sox. Like, I'll be saving the $1,500 to go to Garrett Cole. I have a feeling a lot of people will, but Cole's been great. We've talked about it. We've been using him 28, 24, 27, 32, 21. He's just been great. 200 runs or less in 4 straight starts. He's got you 8 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4. He's going at least 6 innings pretty much every time out now. Now he gets a White Sox team that's just beat up, one would say. And they're striking out 25% over the time over the last month versus righties, hitting 239 with the 131 ISO. So I like Garrett Cole a ton. I think he's worth the $1,500 savings off of Strider and use that money to go elsewhere. Freddie Peralta, $9,600 at home against the Colorado Rockies. Peralta's been very solid, 20 or more points in 4 of his last 5 starts. He's got at least 5 innings and 5 straight, 3 in runs or less in 4 out of 5. And the strikeouts have been at least 5 in every start. He's got 7 or more in 3 of 5. So the Ks are there. The success has been there. Now you get a Rockies team that over the last month, 27% K rate versus righties, hitting 245 with a 173 ISO. So Freddie Peralta very much in play at $9,600. Then you slide down to what could be a chalky value play, but I like him. Dane Dunning, $7,200 at the Oakland Athletics. Dunning coming off 7 2/3 one earned, 11 Ks. The Ks have always been the bugaboo for Dunning. I've talked about this on many shows, not just DFS shows. The talent's there. You know, I like the talent. 5 innings or more in 4 of his last 5, 3 in runs or less in 3 of his last 4. It's just the Ks. If he gets the strikeouts, he's going to deal. He gets the Oakland Athletics, and this is a team Kane over 26% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 222 with a 189 ISO. So Dunning at 72 is very intriguing, to say the least, on this slate. Now, Drew Smyly is interesting just because the Mets are horrific. We talked about it in the Discord this weekend. We were on Kyle Gibson. We were on Kyle Bradish. Like, we're on pretty much anybody that faces the New York Mets right now. It's a very, very attractive situation. And now you got a Mets team that over the last month, 23.5% carry versus lefties, hitting 218 with a 0.095 ISO. Now, I know Drew Smyly can be tilting. It's been 5 runs, 1 run, 4 runs, 5 runs, 4 runs, 4 2/3, 4 1/3, 3 2/3, 6 4. Not going deep into games, giving up a lot of runs, giving up the long ball. That's what he does well. But 7 6 5 7, those are his strikeouts in his last 4 starts. So he can rack up the case with the best of them. So if he can just limit the damage and somehow squeak through 5 innings, Drew Smyly at $6,800 is a very, very good value that I think will get overlooked on this slate. The other value, if you want to go full YOLO punt, Cole Reagans, $5,200 at the Boston Red Sox. Reagans came up and started as in August after the trade deadline. 6 shutout innings, 8 Ks against the New York Mets. There's your Mets against the lefty yet again. Different team here with Boston because they just don't strike out a ton. But against lefties, they have been. 23% K rate over last month, hitting .261 with a .159 ISO. The Red Sox are good. They're a good team. But Reagan's is $5,200. I like the value on this one. So pitching, Strider at 12.8, Cole 11.3. I'll take the savings, but both great. Freddie Peralta at 96 might get overlooked because people go to Cole Strider and look for value. So Peralta could be a sneaky GPP play. And then it's Dane Dunning at 72. I think it's going to be very popular off that last start, getting the Oakland Athletics. So if you want to be different, Drew Smyly at 68 and Cole Reagans at 52 is where I'd be looking on the mound on this one.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWireSports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWireSports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWireSports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWireSports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Speaking of bats, though, there will be plenty. 8-game slate, catcher's position for you here. The Braves are, stop me if you've heard this before, 100% in play yet again. He's going up against Osvaldo Beto. This should be a good game for the Braves. Murphy's $5,500. He's in play. I love Milwaukee on this slate against Peter Lambert. William Contreras is $4,900 against Lambert. Both really good plays, in my opinion. But if you're going down, say you don't use Smyly because we talk about how many long balls he gives up. Well, you got Francisco Alvarez at $4,000. That boy can pop him with the best of them. So that could be a nice one to go to there. Mitch Garver. I love the Rangers on this slate. Garver's been on fire since taking over pretty much everyday playing time. He's $3,500 versus Waldichuk. So we're on board there. If you're looking to fade or just look at the punt, like I'm not looking to stack against Bayo, but if you want to punt, Freddie Fermin has been absolutely outstanding of late. I put in bids for him in Fab this past weekend. Dude has been raking, just putting up double-digit points after double-digit points. He's cheap as heck, $2,900. It's Bayo who I like, but Fermin at this price point, pretty, pretty good. And then other than that, at the position, like Connor Wong, if you're not using Reagans, it's $2,600. I don't hate that as a punt on this one if you need it. First base position for you, you got Shohei anytime you want, but Matt Olson at 62 versus Beto, yes. Pete Alonso versus Smyly at 56. Okay, I can see that. The Cubs will be interesting because Kota Senga, I like. He's hit and miss, so Cubs could be a super, super contrarian play if you want to hope their red-hot bats continue. Not sure I'm going to quite go there on this slate, but I get it. In bigger tournaments, I get it 100%. But Bellinger, $5,300 for Senga. Going down below 5K, Justin Turner versus Reagans at 46. We love Turner versus lefties. A few others down here as we go below 4K. Tristan Casas versus lefty Reagans at 39. Prefer Casas versus righties, obviously, but I don't hate it. Like Reagans will probably go 5 innings max. So then you get the Royals bullpen. Let the fun begin. Going down cheaper, though, if you're not a believer in Gavin Williams tonight, Brandon Belt's $3,300. He's been playing very good for his price tag. So think about him. But your punt at the position is Jake Bowers, because we know Dylan Cease, he's been getting rocked a lot lately. Bowers is crushing it since taking over for Rizzo. He's got like 5 home runs over the last 2 weeks. He's $2,600. He's first base outfield eligible. So Jake Bowers is a very, very good punt if you're looking for it at first base. Second base, you got Marcus Semien at 61 versus Waldichuk. That's outstanding. So is Ozzie Albies at 56 versus Bido. That's great as well. Below 5K, they got Nico Horner at 49. That's not bad. Justin Turner at 46. He's first base, second base. You got to switch it. Andres Jimenez at 45. If Dane Dunning's chalky, it's hard for me to get a full ace stack. I just can't stomach that. But if you want a couple one-offs, Zach Gelof at $4,300 is a guy I would look to if you want to be contrarian in that regard. But if you're just looking for value, Bryce Terang's $2,900. He's been pretty good. If you're stacking Milwaukee, you can go there. But pretty much the guy I'm just going to plug in at second base, unless I'm doing like Semien in a Ranger stack or Albies in a Brave stack, give me Schneider. Give me Davis Schneider of the Toronto Blue Jays, who crushed again on Sunday. He's hitting almost 700 since he got called up on Friday. 2 homers, 5 RBIs. He had 21 home runs and 9 steals in AAA this season. Schneider's been great. He's hitting in the middle of the, I believe he's hitting third on Sunday of the Jays lineup. He's $2,700 versus Gavin Williams. Yeah, you can sign me up for that one. I'm all aboard that train. Third base position for you here. And I will mention, because Dyer mentioned in the chat, and it's a good point, the Royals have been covering their team totals like wildfire. So if you want to like punt with a few guys, I mentioned Furman, you got Mike Massey at second. There are other options. I love Schneider at second base, so it's tough to pass up on that. Third base, you got Austin Riley at 6K, obviously a great play versus Bido. Devers versus Reagans at 52 is totally fine. Chapman versus Williams, if you want to ride a Toronto stack, Chapman had a nice game on Sunday. He's $4,800. He'd be a guy to look at as well. Speaking of Royals, Mikel Garcia is $3,700. He's been stealing bags like crazy, so he's another dude you can look at. We're going to go back to the Angels this week, just not against Logan Webb, but Mike Moustakas is so underappreciated right now. I've been on him in Fab. I wrote about him in the Fab article at GTE. There's a lot to like about what he's been doing of late. He's $3,100 against Webb. I'm not in love with it on Monday. I just want to bring him up as a guy to keep an eye on going forward while he's cheap. He even homered on Sunday, I believe. So enjoy that. Otherwise, at third base, you're pretty much paying up at the position, at least like the 44-ish. Like Mikel Garcia is probably about as low as I go at 37. Shortstop position, you got Corey Seager at 63. That's always great. Bobby Witt Jr. at 55 has been unconscious, so he's solid as well. Dansby Swanson has been awesome too. He's 48. But a few savings. Luis Rengifo, again, not looking to target Webb. He's been playing well. He's 37. Ezekiel Duran, he should be playing a ton for Texas. He's $3,700 versus Waldichuk. So I like that as a piece of Texas that's cheaper. Other than that, though, shortstop is not good on this slate. Like, Rocchio's a guy I've been punting with in Cleveland. He's third base shortstop. He's $2,300. That's if you're just desperate for a punt. Like, he's got that appeal. I don't think you're going to be that desperate on this slate. Outfield, you got Acuna at 66. Awesome, of course. Adelis Garcia at 58 is really good versus Waldichuk. Love Yelich at 56 versus Lambert. Those are some really good pay-up spots. The guy that'll get overlooked, and he shouldn't, and I played him everywhere on Sunday, and he put up another 20-plus points, or he put up 14 on Sunday, is George Springer. He's put up double digits in 3 straight games. He's just overall playing very, very well of late since they moved him to the number 4 spot in that lineup. So Springer at 5K. It's not the best of matchups, of course, against Gavin Williams, but you can get there. Going down into the 4K range, Adam Duvall versus lefty Reagans. If you're fading Reagans, that's totally cool. Marcelo Zuna at 45 versus Beto is fine as well. Low 4Ks now. Sal Frelick is $4,200 versus Lambert. We love that. Estuary Ruiz returned from the IL over the weekend. We know how he can get on, steal a bag, score a run, and boom, you got your fantasy points real quick. He's $4,200 versus Dane Dunning. So that's another way to pivot off the chalk Dunning on this one. Going below 4K now, you got Eddie Rosario at $3,900 versus Beto. Mike Tauchman's been unconscious. He's 38 versus Senga. Ian Happ is 37 versus Senga. Ezekiel Duran again, 37 versus Waldichuk. He's outfield shortstop eligible. If you think Schreider gives up a home run, Jack Sawinski's 37. That's like a 1% play. So have fun with that. Low 3Ks now. Austin Slater will lead off for the Giants against Sandoval at $3,200. Not, I don't think I need to force that tonight, but he is there at $3,200. Below 3K, like Drew Waters is 28. He's a cheap Kansas City Royal if you need him. If Tyrone Taylor's in the Milwaukee lineup, he's 28 versus Lambert. I can get behind that. Jake Bowers is down here at 26. He's first base outfield, as we mentioned before. But that's about it. Like Samad Taylor's down here for KC at 24. He gets on and runs wild. So that's where you'd look for him. But not forcing that. Same with Blanco. He's $2,100. So you got some Royals punts if you need them, but again, not trying to force that situation. Recapping your pitching, Strider at 12.8, Cole at 11.3. Both great payup spots. I'll save the $1,500 to get to Cole. If you want a contrarian payup spot, Freddie Peralta is 96. I like that as well. Your punts, Dane Dunning at 72 should be very popular. So Drew Smyly at 68 to fade the Mets is a definite angle we'll be looking at. And then Cole Reagans at 52 if you want to go full YOLO versus Boston. But Smiley's growing on me more. I just somehow get to five innings. That's all we're praying for. Just get to five innings, and we'll make it happen, Drew. That's the name of the game. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of Quick Hits in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Tuesday's action on the diamond. Hope you guys have a good one. Get them on Twitter at BDintric, and I'll be in the Game to the Edge Discord if you have questions over there. But for now, this is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 7th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.